You are listening to the Art's Birthday special live broadcast by the conduction series called Under the Volcano Cake. This special is produced for WGXC and is airing on CITR's annual 24 hours of radio. Enjoy.
There is no cardamom. Cinnamon sticks will do the trick. They snap a nice crunch. You don't need many. Grind them to a powder. You need many chocolate chips. Pour them out into saucepan. Go ahead. Add more. Melt with a tablespoon of butter. Slowly, make sure no water gets in. We may have crossed three oceans to get here. There's no rush to melt them. Add icing sugar.
Thank you. Start with 6 pounds of chocolate. Take it from chocolate bars. Bars of all types, you know, filled with junk and flavors. Orange peel, mint, chili peppers, black pepper, rock salt, caramel, animal fats, and crackling, rose petals, thyme, don't forget the thyme, rosemary, coffee beans. Melt it very slowly over a double burner. Swirl it three times very gently. Keep the flavors distinct, but a little mixed. It is okay to taste, and it's also okay if it becomes alarming, looks upsetting. We are baking a volcano, and volcanoes are scary.
Almonds are good too, but the beans are ticked off. Add the cinnamon. Blend it all together. Bake and wait. Say a little prayer for the beans. Thank you.
When making a volcano, it's important to keep a couple of ideas in mind. The first is accurate identification of ingredients. Which is the cake? And which is the volcano?
Take 20 stalks of grain, fresh from the field in early September, when it has been yellow for 3 or 4 weeks already. Run your hand along each stalk to pull the seeds off into a big bin. Put on your ear protectors, because you never know what'll happen. And as you do, enter the processing barn. Pour the seeds into the funnel. This is the funnel of the machine that takes the husks off the seeds. You only want the seeds. You don't want the husks. Then you push play. You take the husked grain and you move it to the coarse grinder. Bang the side of the funnel a bit as the grain falls down to keep it from choking. Then run the coarse ground flour through the fine grain grinder. And you set the dial to 00. Again, that is coarse ground flour through the fine grinder. We are making cake. Cake needs smoothness and structure. Just like your children. Just like your art. Just like all of your creative pursuits that need smoothness and structure. Sift the fine ground flour 20 times through a sieve. Use your hands to push the flour through, because not all flour wants to go through. Handmade is best.
So you left the cake out for a few days. You know, maybe you didn't finish it. Maybe you didn't wrap it up exactly the way it should be. It's sort of edible, isn't it? A little bit of mold on the side, you can just cut that off. Come on, it's birthday cake. You're not just going to throw it away. I mean, okay, maybe you put it under a bowl. Because you're fancy like that. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe the flies came. But that's not going to stop me, friends. Because when it's time for cake, it's time for cake. And I don't really care what kind of volcanic consequence there might be. Because it's cake, people. It's cake. It's friggin' cake! Are you not gonna eat your cake? Oh, look, this cake looks a little tired. It's cake! It's not tired. It's not old. It's not stale. It's cake!
I recorded that.
Very good. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday! Oh. It's just you and me, Kate.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Let me tell you, happy birthday!
Oh, yeah. I don't leave my cake out. I put it away. Way in the back of this fridge. It's my special day. My cake. I gotta hide it from my kids. I gotta hide it from the rats. I gotta hide it from all that want cake. Especially the icing. Especially the center part.
All right, so what we need is a big handful of cardamom pods. Yeah, just like that. Oh, maybe that's too much. Oh, smells so good. Okay, big handful of cardamom pods, and then you're gonna crack them open and extract the goods. And then you're gonna stick them in your mortar and crush them. You're gonna grind them. Oh, yeah. Get a good grind in there. Oh, maybe these are a little bit stale, but they still smell really good. Wow. If any of you are having any trouble with your sense of smell, you can really sniff the cardamom pods and get a good bit of nasal training. Okay, add 2 handfuls of brown sugar. And then you're going to crush and grind until it's totally smooth. And then you're going to pour the same again in oil and mix it with force into a cream. So this is the important part. Mix it with force into a cream. Thank you.
1 million years ago, someone dropped a cake into a volcano. And so, art was born.